some new details on the weekend skiing accident that claimed one life, and could cuts to the state operating budget mean a reduction in ferry service to Southeast? It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and a call out to local fishermen to brush up on your safety skills. Up next. A few new details have emerged about the backcountry skiing accident that caused the death of one person and injured two other over the weekend near Haines. Alaska State Troopers were in Haines on Monday, interviewing witnesses and investigating the incident that claimed the life of 34-year-old Christian Cabanella. He was part of a group of five skiers on a commercial heliskiing tour Sunday with Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures. According to troopers, through interviews with those involved, the group was dropped off on a ridge near Garrison Glacier in the upper part of the Kicking Horse River Valley. Troopers said the group was walking on the ridge to their start point when they described hearing a whomp sound. That's when the snow under them collapsed and four of the five skiers fell down the ridge an estimated 600 to 1,000 feet. The guide of the group was not involved in the fall. Troopers said the SEBA-owned helicopter that dropped off the group was still observing them and responded to rescue the three injured skiers. Unconfirmed reports said the fourth skier involved in the fall deployed an inflatable airbag he was wearing and was unhurt. Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters said the incident was likely a cornice failure and not an avalanche. Peters said after the fall, the four skiers came to rest on top of the snow and appear to have been injured from the fall, not from being buried in the snow. SEBA helicopters flew the skiers to the Haines Airport, where ambulances met the patients and transported them to the Haines Clinic. Cabanella was pronounced dead at the clinic. His body was flown to Anchorage for an autopsy. The two injured skiers were transported to a Juneau hospital. One of them was later transported to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. Peters said troopers would not release their type of injuries and are not tracking their condition, but the injuries were initially described as non-life-threatening. Troopers are not releasing the names of any of the other skiers involved because they are considered witnesses in the death investigation, Peters said. Those names are usually kept confidential. SEBA company officials have not commented since Monday when they said they were mourning the loss of a friend. Cabanella was employed as a guide with SEBA, but on Sunday he was not skiing with the group as the lead guide, according to the company and troopers. Troopers said it could be a few weeks before their report on the incident is complete. The Alaska State Ferry System is making the news a lot recently, and here's another issue happening in Juneau this week that might affect the Marine Highway. Ferry sailings will be reduced if a proposal to cut the Alaska Marine Highway budget makes it through the legislature. A House subcommittee examining the Transportation Department budget recommended the $3.5 million cut. That's about a 2% reduction in the overall ferry budget proposed by Governor Sean Parnell. Deputy Transportation Commissioner Ruben Yost oversees the Marine Highway System.
We'll look at other potential cost reductions that wouldn't translate into service cuts, but for cuts of magnitude of $3.5 million, we'd look at some reduced weeks of service, and typically we'd achieve that by one or more vessels staying in winter layup for a few weeks longer.
He said reduced service would lower revenues from ferry fares by about an additional $750,000. Yost is not ready to say what routes would be affected.
We haven't broken that down into this vessel or that vessel, and for that part of the schedule, we're looking at several different options. But, you know, quite frankly, we'll wait and see what happens with the full budget committee and then what happens on the Senate side.
He says the sailing reductions would be made in Southeast, which is served by more ships than other parts of the system. The House Finance Committee is taking comments from the public on all aspects of the operating budget this week. Its revisions will go to the House floor for a full vote. Local boaters and fishermen will have a chance this weekend to brush up on some important and potentially life-saving skills when the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association comes to Haines. The agency, in conjunction with Haines Community Education, is offering a safety training class and hands-on drills over 3 days. On Friday, instructors Mike Morris and Carl Johnson will hold a man-overboard recovery practicum. Instructors had hoped to use the Haines Pool for the training, but the pool is closed for repairs. Participants are instead asked to meet at the Haines High School English Room at 7 p.m. On Saturday and Sunday are the Emergency Procedures and Onboard Drill Conductor courses. This course meets U.S. Coast Guard requirements on fishing vessels and is recommended for captains and crews on any commercial vessel. It also meets the training requirement for commercial fishermen operating on vessels beyond what is called the 3-mile line. AMSI is a nonprofit education and training agency with the mission of reducing injury and death through marine safety instruction. Community Education Coordinator with the Haines School District, John Hagen, approached AMSI about bringing the courses to Haines before this summer's commercial fishing season. He said the agency was already eyeing Haines for some refresher courses for its commercial fishing fleet after the death of two local commercial fishermen last year.
It was in response to a couple of man overboard fatalities that happened in Haines. Needed to have a little bit of a refresher on some of the safety protocols and actually kind of try and instill a culture of safety here in the community and in the fishing community and the boating community at large.
The classes offer a wide variety of information and will include several hands-on drills with safety gear, flotation gear, fire extinguishers, and other emergency information.
Honestly, it starts as something as simple as the radio. Like, what's the procedure of using calling for help if you have a situation? That sort of thing could mean precious minutes when it comes to helping out of an emergency. Like, you need to, just like at home, you need to know how to dial 911. You need to be able to know what's expected of you when you pick up that microphone and try and call for help.
Hagen, who is himself also a commercial fisherman, took the courses several years ago when he was in high school and worked as a deckhand.
At the time, I thought it was a hoot. It's one of those things that it's fun to flop around the boat harbor in the middle of winter time and hang out with the otters. But it's something that over the years I think about it, and it's something that I'm reasonably sure has saved my life. A shift towards safety, like, whether it be just taking the time to put on a PFD when things are nasty or when you know that you're close to a high risk situation, and just having that back in your head, not going around thinking like, I'm invincible, nothing bad's going to ever happen. Like, being prepared for, okay, if something bad happens, this is what I do.
He said the trainings are not just for commercial fishermen, but for anyone who operates, works, or uses a boat, from a commercial gillnetter or tender to a small skiff. He wanted to bring the trainings to Haines as part of the community education program because he said fishing and boating is a popular and common activity here.
And we are a boating culture. We're a boating town. A lot of people spend a lot of time on the water, not just a fisherman. A lot of people go out and do subsistence stuff. A lot of people just go and kayak around the bay looking around. And if you don't have a proper safety attitude out there, it can be a very dangerous place.
The Man Overboard course is free and open to the public and geared toward any boat user. The 2-day emergency procedure course is geared toward commercial boat users, but available to anyone. The course is free for commercial fishermen thanks to grants from the state, the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health, and the Coast Guard. Other participants must pay $175 or $115 for AMSI members for the weekend course. The Man Overboard class begins at 7 p.m. Friday in the Haines High School English Room. The Saturday and Sunday classes begin at 8 a.m. each day and begin in the English Room, but will include instruction at the Haines Harbor and on a boat. To sign up for the courses, contact AMSI at 907-747-3287 or sign up online at AMSI.org or contact Haines Community Education at 766-6727. And here's a story we found on CBC today that might have some relevance to Skagway and Haines. The annual Prospectors and Development Association of Canada conference is underway in Toronto this week, and some industry watchers say the big story this year is the financial difficulty many junior mining companies are facing. The conference is one of the biggest events of the year for the Canadian mining industry. Junior mining companies, which explore for new mine sites and mineral deposits, are generally seen as risky investments with the possibility of big rewards. In the current economic climate, though, few investors are willing to take those risks. One industry insider says the economic downturn has had a big impact on those companies. Tom Hofer is the executive director of the Northwest Territories and Nunavut Chamber of Mines. He said many of the junior mines are struggling to raise financing, even though the Canadian North has some of the best mineral potential in the world. Likewise, John Kaiser, an industry analyst in California who has followed the Canadian mining industry for 25 years, predicts the demise of about 500 junior mining companies in Canada this year. And it might be a slow week for local high school basketball as the team's ready for regionals, but a local college player made some news this week. Kyle Fossman, a Haynes native who plays for University of Alaska Anchorage, was awarded first-team honors on the All-Great Northwest Athletic Conference men's basketball team Monday. Fossman, a 6-foot guard for the Seawolves, leads the team in scoring this season. He ranks 7th overall in the conference in scoring and ranks 2nd in the league in three-pointers per game and minutes per game. He was one of 3 Seawolves to net all-conference honors, although the only one to be named to the first team. Fossman and the Seawolves will be the number 3 seed when the conference tournament begins Thursday in Lacey, Washington. UAA faces Central Washington in the first round. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.